8:33 the time, 27 minutes before 9 o'clock, and welcoming, of course, if you heard the Bob Dylan, you know it's almost time for the mayor. Our mayor, Bob Whalen, steps in the door. Bob Dylan fan himself. We thank you for being here with us this morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
I'm great, Ed. Thanks. Heading into a holiday weekend here. Hope everybody's getting ready for that.
I sure am. I got the grill cleaned. I think I'm ready to go. I got the steaks prepared, or steaks at least bought. So, yeah, I think I'm ready for the holiday weekend. Starting today, or today at noon, we're going to be hearing some warning system signs in town. Tell us about the outdoor emergency warning system, as I know it's part of the 2019 wildfire mitigation plan that you were so adamant about, really. Talk about the importance of it.
Well, yeah, this outdoor warning system, we've got 21 locations now that we've been able to install over the last year and a half. Going to test it at noon and see how it goes. We're going to obviously be looking to see if there are any remaining gaps in town. But this really grew out of, the Paradise Fire from a couple years ago when we went up there and toured that town after it was really eliminated from the face of the earth. And one of the problems they had was, a lack of an emergency outdoor warning system. And so many of them are tied to, the internet or cellular, and these are not. So we're hoping this is a tool we don't have to use ever, right, or certainly infrequently, but if we need to, we've got it.
Right. Now, when you toured Paradise, did you have the feeling that, wow, this could very well be Laguna? This looks like a good portion of the town that I live in and love.
Well, it took me back to the 93 fires, which devastated over 400 homes in the community and, 16,000 acres out in the open space, coming over the hill to us. And, it's the truth of it is we still live with that risk every day. Mm-hmm. So we had, 47 measures we put together in that wildfire mitigation and fire safety plan, and we're marching through them. We're going to have a report in this summer, a status report as to where we are. But, some of them we just funded in the budget that we will fund in the budget that we had a workshop on last week. We've got street widening coming out of Bluebird Canyon, undergrounding right at the bottleneck there. We've got undergrounding a little stretch of park. We've got more fuel modification going on. We've been fortunate to get several million dollars of grants through hard work too. Our staff does a great job pursuing those grants for fuel modification. So, it's a never-ending effort, but it's nice to have that framework to work from and towards. And as long as I'm around, I'm going to keep pushing it.
Right. Please do. As I'm driving through town yesterday, I noticed that the culvert project is done. I was delighted to roll through downtown fairly easily. Is there anything else, any other projects coming down the pipe to clog up traffic maybe this summer or in the fall?
Well, I think we're hopefully staying away from it for the summer. It's been a long year, although it was probably good to get some of it done in COVID. North Coast Highway, Caltrans, did a lot of repaving kind of from Crescent Bay North. And then I know the people in South Laguna have been living with, the 7th Ave South repaving that they're doing. I think that we're going to get a little break for the summer. It's great the culvert project opened up a couple days early before the weekend. The middle section of town, which will be repaved, PCH, probably a couple years off. That's when they get the sidewalk project done, Caltrans is going to repave, the rest of town, which needs it. And it's an inconvenience for sure. But you got to do it. You got to maintain the road.
Right. And are you planning the same kind of traffic diversions and the same kind of assistance from, hopefully, from Caltrans?
Well, yes, we will. We're going to do, every time we have a major project like that, we'll do our best. And I think our people did a great job because they know the town, better than Caltrans knows it. And the traffic plan they put together for the culvert project really helped a lot, I think. So hats off to the public works guys.
Right. Now, last week I asked you a question you weren't able to comment on, and that was what was going on with Chief Robert Thompson. The next day, on Friday, we learned that the chief had resigned. I think my first question out of the gate is there any chance that Chief Calvert can be made chief permanently and we remove the interim tag from Chief Calvert?
Yeah, he's interim police chief. Sure, that's a possibility. But, you know, I think our new city manager is going to go through a pretty extensive effort with the police department to evaluate it, see where it's at, you know, what's the best move forward. And, you know, she'll make a decision on that as to whether it's Jeff and or you know, whether we need to go outside for a recruitment. So I know she's going to be working hard on that the next couple of months just to get her arms around it.
Okay. Now, in the future, do you think, should the council be involved in the selection of police chief?
No.
No?
See, how it works is we hire the city manager and the city attorney. Those are the only two employees that report to us. And then the city manager is responsible for hiring the rest of the staff. And I think to politicize all of those appointments would be a huge mistake. You know, if you don't like what your city manager is doing in terms of selecting people, you know, that's the person you, right, you turn to and have some conversations with. So, no, I absolutely don't think. I mean, we here's how we are involved. There's usually one council member on a high-level executive appointment on the panel that does some interviewing, but just one. And, you know, that'll usually be an inside city staff person and one or two outside people as well. But you know, in terms of a council decision, I would not support that.
Okay. All right. And is there anything else you can tell us about the mystery of the resignation of Chief Thompson?
I cannot. Okay. That's, you know, as I think as everybody saw, the statement is he resigned, and that's all we're saying.
Okay.
All we're able to say, really, as a matter of, you know, a legal matter.
Okay. Because he is a city employee and not an elected official, so his employee folder is private, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. There's privacy laws that apply, and the only statement we can make is the one we made, which is he resigned and the parties ended their employment relationship.
All right. As we're coming into Memorial Day weekend, I want to take you back a year. You and I were talking a year ago on Memorial Day, and it's quite a difference now. I mean, we're talking about an absolutely... Then we were just worried about the weekend getting out of hand with too many people and masked at the beach, everything. We were worried about everything. In the year since, as you look back, citywide, what's the biggest success story? Something like the COVID fund? And also, what's been the biggest challenge in the last year?
Well, I think we've had a lot of successes. Probably the biggest success is, you know, our the health of our people in town was, you know, we had cases, but we didn't have many deaths. You know, we didn't get above the threshold of 5 reported deaths, which I think is great. That's number one. That's a huge success. But, you know, we were able to, as you say, kind of get our community through it, and we... You know, overall, there was a $2 million effort by the city that was augmented by, you know, the COVID relief group from outside, where they raised another, you know, $600,000, $700,000. So, you know, we came together as a community to get people back on their feet. We got the outdoor dining to help some of the restaurants. You know, we got, of course, we had the beaches and our early on in the process, you know, our marine safety guys were working so hard to, you know, keep everybody safe and distanced. So not something I want to live through again. I don't think any of us would. But, you know, I think we get we ought to all reflect back and say, you know, as a group, as a community, we did well.
Yeah. Yeah. And as we fire up the barbecues this weekend, I think, yeah, and we're able to be in a lot of cases unmasked around friends and neighbors. Yeah, I think that we're in a substantially different place than we were a year ago. What's happening Tuesday night?
Tuesday, we have one of our twice a year. We have, you know, committee appointments. So we are really devoting the meeting to that. And, you know, we'll interview people for appointment to the boards, and then we'll be back on June 15th for budget adoption, which will be the big item that night. So, we like to stay focused on that. We used to try to do those appointments on a regular council night, and it was just too much. And, you know, these people work hard to put together an application and want to tell us about themselves. So we decided to devote the meeting to that.
All right. And today at noon, when the entire city hears the outdoor emergency warning system, we'll have you to thank for fighting so hard for it. I do appreciate that, and I'll give you a little, I'll give you some love at noon today, Mr. Mayor. thank you so much for being with us. I'm gonna take you out of here with some Rolling Stones.
Great, thanks, Ed. Have a great weekend.
I hope you have a great weekend as well. Fire up that barbecue, sir.
Will do.
8:43 the time. It's a Thursday, and the Mornings with Ed show.